Let's talk with Rick in Boise, Idaho. Hi, Rick. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Rick, and what's your question?
I have a question about a passage in Genesis.
Okay, which one?
The Great Flood.
Okay, what about it? Which verse? What verse? About the flood in general?
Yeah, just the whole entire flood.
You want to know if it really happened?
I don't know if it really happened. I can believe it really happened, but...
What's your question, Rick?
I don't understand. Why did he do it? Why did God have that happen?
Well, the Bible says that God said he was grieved at his heart. And verse 5, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry. You know, that's a really heavy statement. And God was sorry that he had made man, and he was grieved in his heart. See, when God made us to reflect his image, he made us to be holy, happy creatures. And when man began to think selfish, evil thoughts continually, it just broke his heart. Mm-hmm. And so God said, I will destroy man whom I have made. I mean, he's the creator. I know that I know a lady who used to tell her kids when they misbehaved, she'd say, I brought you into this world, I can take you out too. But, you know, God is the creator, and he has the right. And he said, look, I made you for a purpose, and if you refuse to fulfill that purpose, then I am going to destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. And that's verse 7. God said, I will destroy man whom I've created. And it broke his heart. He didn't want to do that. And he did it because, first of all, sinners aren't happy. Just like a wounded animal that's suffering, God in his mercy was putting the wicked out of their misery.
And we have a picture of that merciful God because he saved eight. He saved one family. He recognized the light of righteousness in that one family and took them into the ark.
Not only that, he, in saving Noah, he made a provision where anybody could be saved,
that's
but
right.
They would not. In other words, when God made the ark, it was big enough to take a lot of people. Whosoever will could have come.
Yes.
But very few responded. Just like today, Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come and drink the water of life. But very few respond. Does that help at all?
Thanks a lot. Thanks.